Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Good morning. I hope you're ready for some drama after that long weekend. Today on Daily Pop, Angelina Jolie is finally talking about the real reason she left Brad and which star just filed for the Big D. Morgan Stewart and Lonnie Love are here to break it all down with me.
The Big D.
You're still married, right?
I'm still married, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because if you would have left that plane, honey, I would have single white female your ass.
You know what?
You guys, Angelina Jolie is getting real about her divorce from Brad Pitt. She tells The Guardian she feared for the safety of her whole family and, quote, "It took a lot for me to be in a position where I felt I had to separate from the father of my children." Now, we've reached out to Brad's rep for comment, but of course, we did not hear back.
Shocking.
Angelina also admitted, wait for this, they fought over Brad's decision to work with Harvey Weinstein, who is currently serving a 23 jail sentence for rape and sexual assault. 23 years, I said that right. She says she escaped an attempted assault by Harvey in the late 90s, which Harvey denies, and quote, "I stayed away and warned people about him. I was asked to do the aviator, but I said no because he was involved. I never associated or worked with him again, so it was hard for me when Brad did. We fought over it, and of course, it hurt." Why do you guys... Well, I know why she's speaking about it right now.
Why? Please tell me.
Let me tell you why she's speaking about it. Because she wants to bring awareness about things that's going on in the Middle East, in Afghanistan, in Syria, and in Kabul. And if she was just talking about, you know, all the strife in those countries, people would be like, there's nothing to talk about here. So she added this layer to it so that we would talk about it. Page Six would pick it up. You know, Vanity Fair would also do a piece on it. Stars do that. They know what people want. They know how to get the message out. And sometimes you got to give a little bit of your flesh.
Yeah.
That's a really good point.
Nobody asked her before.
You know what?
To talk about it, or are you saying to speak on
these other... Nobody ever asked her. You know, like, she's been going through this divorce, 5 years?
A long... when I was reading this morning, what was interesting to me is the divorce is actually finalized.
It's the custody.
The custody, which I thought was always the same. I didn't realize you could be divorced from somebody and then still have a custody battle going on.
Oh, yeah.
So the divorce is finalized, but the custody battle, correct,
has
been five-plus years. Oh, my God. The whole time I've been on the show.
I just think no one has asked her. And so, and I do agree with you with that sentiment. Now, I was reading about the Inglourious Basterds thing.
The movie, yeah.
And according to his reps, Brad's reps, they said that Quentin Tarantino asked him and that Harvey was barely involved.
Okay, I definitely get that. Mm-hmm. But if I told my husband that someone tried to pat my P word and they still went to work with them, not only am I upset about it, but it discredits everything that I'm saying about that person. As I would not work with somebody that my husband said tried to sexually assault him, allegedly.
But we also don't know, to Lonnie's point, we don't know the ins and outs of the situation, whether, you know, they found the script, Quentin was scheduled to be director, and then that was all done. I mean, not to compare it to this, but like when I signed on to do Rich Kids, I didn't know the title of Rich Kids.
For sure.
Do you know what I mean? So like you just, when you sign on to do a movie, you don't know every single thing going into it. And Brad, at the end of the day, no matter how powerful he is, he's still just an actor. You know, those decisions aren't really made by him of who's gonna, I'm just saying, like there's a lot of different ways that this could have gone. It's just, it's interesting because I read a quote that Angelina gave last week and I cannot remember where and it stuck with me. She was like, you know, I'm really just at a place where I'm just trying to reach peace with the father of my children and just sort of put this behind us. And I finally was like, thank God, like feels good to finally just kind of be done with this. We know that they had the issue on the airplane. Brad has been very much cleared of any wrongdoing. And so now to hear her talking about this, I mean, I'm not discrediting anything she's saying about Harvey Weinstein. I fully believe what happened. I think it's absolutely horrific. Clearly, his fate has been met, and he's a disgusting piece of garbage who's going to rot in jail. But why? This is still the father of your kids. Obviously, you had these issues, but do you need to make them public now? Like, this is just going to be, it's just a negative on Brad again, which... I don't know.
It's a woman's scorn.
It's just
that's what it is. It's
you think she's
off to be a woman's scorn?
Because at what point, like, you know what I mean? Brad and Harvey, separate things.
I think the reason why she will forever bring this up, and I blame Hollywood for this. I remember watching the Oscars, and when he went to present at the Oscar Awards, they called his name. He walked in, and everyone in the auditorium stood up and gave him a standing ovation. Yes.
Okay.
And I remember at that moment thinking, that was 2 years ago. I remember at that moment thinking, this woman is sitting at home somewhere looking at the people that she has worked with, the people that she has admired, the people that she shook hands with, standing up for somebody who she claims abused her child.
Yeah.
And
was abusive towards her child in one instance, which he has been cleared of.
Which he's been cleared of. Still. If my ex-husband walked in here and I claimed those things about him and y'all gave him a standing ovation, I would never let that go.
But these people have different relationships with him. I mean, maybe these are more of his friends and his peers and people that he has a relationship with, and maybe they respect him more. I mean, we don't know. Hollywood's a very small community. A lot of these people have spent time with Brad and spent time with her.
Yeah.
And he's well-liked. I mean, whatever. He has served his time. Yeah. He has gone to Alcohol Anonymous. So I don't know why I can't say that today. He has, righted his wrongs. Like, he's done it. So I just think at this point, she's doing such amazing things. She's always speaking for the right cause. She's always trying to be out there.
But nobody's paying attention to just the causes. People need a little bit of flesh.
Okay, but then let's talk about The Weeknd. Like, let's give us some of that.
I went to Trader Joe's again this week.
No, when I went out with, The Weeknd, the singer. Oh, my God.
You know, I was like, oh.
Justine, are you 55?
Dating.
Are you my mom?
Possibly. She's walking around with The Weeknd.
When I was at dinner at The Weeknd, you know, and then we were talking about what was happening in Afghanistan. There's other ways. I'm just saying at some point we got to stop jabbing at Brad Pitt.
Brad hasn't bad-mouthed her.
One time.
So it's like when you're dealing in relationships and in divorces, you have to be very sensitive because we don't know. It's a he said versus she said.
Yeah.
And it's real easy because he has not said anything.
Okay. You're right. You're right.
So it's like, and look. It's hard.
Did you not feel reading that this morning where you're like, damn, we're still going with Brad?
She needed it.
It's too much, though. Like, everything she's saying, her experiences are valid. I completely support and understand everything she was saying. I think she does such amazing stuff. But, like, you are so successful and great. Like, let's forget Brad for a second.
Yeah.
Let him go.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Moving on to people we want to talk about.
Yes.
Rihanna and Nicki Minaj broke the internet, and they did it by just hanging out. Nicki shared this photo on Instagram, chilling on a couch with her man, her son, Rihanna, and RiRi's man, A$AP Rocky. Now, fans lost it over the reunion, and apparently some people didn't realize Rihanna and A$AP were a couple, including myself. Is this RiRi's way of finally claiming her man?
I feel like we're talking about that more than we're talking about Brad and Angelina. Like, I feel like this has been the couple for a hot minute. The one thing obviously my first takeaway from this photo was how happy and beautiful Rihanna looks. Obviously, Nicki's fierce and is amazing, but
yes.
And her baby's so cute.
So cute.
Her baby almost looks like
her husband. Exactly.
No, I see a mix. But anyway, Rihanna looks happy and in love.
You know when you see a dude ducking the camera at a party because he's like standing next to somebody he ain't supposed to be standing next to? Well, Rihanna knew the assignment, had probably had two drinks and failed because she has been avoiding talking about this relationship for a very long time. I literally just interviewed her 2 weeks ago and someone brought up ASAP Rocky and she literally said, you tried it, girl, and walked over to the next interviewer.
She's so fierce.
She's so fierce, but I think she has been trying to keep this one on the low, but she couldn't tell Nicki no. If Nicki's like, let's get a groom shot, she ain't gonna tell her.
I don't think she's denying the relationship. I think she's happy to have her man. I think they're madly in love and she's happy for people to take photos and be seen with him and claim him, but she's not trying to give you details like, what's it like dating ASAP, tell us what you guys do on your date. She's that corny as hell.
He has done some things and said some things, and so she probably doesn't want to get involved with answering those type of questions.
That could be it.
That part.
I also think she's just trying not to be like, this is my man, I'm going to claim his ass today. She wants to make him work for it.
Yeah,
because I think a lot of times people get in relationships with people and they're so quick to post it. I admire when people are
They've been all around.
Videos, right?
Yeah. They've been catching pictures and everything. What we love about Rihanna, though, is that she's her own woman. She will be with a billionaire or be with a rapper. She doesn't make a big deal out of it. We, the public, make a big deal out of stuff.
We got nothing out of the billionaire. We got like one photo of them in the pool.
And that's why he stayed so long. Yeah. That's why he stayed so long.
We didn't get a lot out of them.
That's why they stayed.
And like, you see, he hiding anyway. So she already know.
No, she hit him. She was like this. Let's take a photo. She literally like scooted this. Over. Like.
She tried to fluff her hair.
She tried to block his face.
Like, no, I feel like he grabbed her close and was like, he looks like he's had a good time. I don't know.
Morgan, I'm telling you right now, that hairstylist got fired because she told her, make it big, bitch, so I can block his ass, okay?
But look at Papa Bear, though. Papa Bear is so cute. And he's like, I'm between my auntie and my mama. And he's like fierce.
No, he's putting his hand out like, why we need y'all in the picture? Like, this is a family thing, okay?
Nicki's necklace. I keep looking at that damn necklace.
The body. Coming up, we're hanging with Meghan Trainor. She's telling us about life as a new mom. Plus, is Jay Cutler going on dates just to make Kristen Cav jealous?
Oh, yes.
We'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Mazel goes to Cardi B and Offset because it's a boy. The couple welcomed their second child over the weekend and posted these pictures on Instagram.
Oh.
Cardi and Offset told E! News he is already loved by so much family and friends, and we can't wait to introduce him to his other siblings. Why do I have a little bit of a suspicion that culture is not going to be happy about this?
Really? I feel like I delivered in that same room. Do we know if that was in LA?
I'm not sure.
I think that's roommate at Cedars. Anyway, if it is, it has a window. She gave birth so fast.
Right?
She was far along.
I guess I didn't realize how far along. I mean, you can never judge by the bump and like what someone looks like, but I, for some reason, thought we had at least 3 more months of pregnancy from
her. She was like, out there.
No, but I mean, you could. I know someone who's like literally barely 4 months and isn't. I mean, I don't know.
You know why? Because time moves fast in the pandemic. Like, it was 0 to 60, and she also waited very late to tell us that she was pregnant.
Yes, you know what I mean? Yes,
she was smart.
She was already pregnant.
Right.
Whenever she told us.
Right. I'm happy that it's a boy. I feel like everybody's having boys right now.
I know. So now, you know, I think culture will be okay, because I'm pretty sure, knowing Cardi, she has made her aware and make her the big sister and all this other kind of stuff. So it's nice to see that they're starting their family.
It's so sweet. And I also love that they did the photo from the hospital room. Like, she didn't wait to get home and do like a whole glam photo.
Right.
Like, it felt very real and authentic for them. And she looked so
Louis,
happy.
With the Louis.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Everyone has a Louis blanket. But I don't know. I didn't expect this kind of photo, and I'm so happy she gave us this.
Yeah. I'm loving it too.
We just loved it.
Another shocker over the weekend, Kaley Cuoco filed divorce from her husband, Carl Cook. They were only married for 3 years.
Who?
But Kaley made a joke on Conan that might have given us a little hint that there was some trouble brewing.
Carl and I, we just officially moved in together after 4 years of being, isn't that crazy?
When yeah. it is over and the quarantine is lifted,
he's
are
out.
You going to, he's out.
He's out. This is just for the quarantine. That's, I don't want to get the wrong impression here. This is just for right now.
Yeah, Conan was laughing, but she was like, no, he's out. Once I get this pandemic going.
We've talked about this so many times on the show. Do you remember? We've talked about this when we were upstairs. Like, they've never lived together. I think their houses were next door to each other. I think they live on, like, a ranch or something where there's, like, horses and stuff, and they share a stable. They're both into horses. I don't love horses so much.
Then why be married?
They got... Hollywood's... You're way more Hollywood than both of us, Lonnie. You tell us. It's a weird world where I... You know, and I love Kaley. I've always loved her. I think she's so, so funny and cute. I never thought this couple, I don't get it.
I knew the minute that they were gonna move in, it could be trouble. Because, okay, you know Tim Burton and this woman named Helena Bonham Carter?
Yes, yes, we know that woman.
They've been married for eons. They have two homes next door and there's a tunnel under it that connects the homes. They were realistic about what they needed.
They're divorced now.
No, but they were married forever.
Right.
They were married forever. I think sometimes people think that they have to do the conventional thing mm-hmm. in marriage, which means, oh, we get engaged. Oh, we have to move in. Oh, we have to plan this life together. But some couples aren't meant to live in the same house.
You're not meant to be married. You love somebody, you want to be with them. I want to be with my boyfriend. I don't want to be in another state.
But that's
house.
You. But that's but you.
That's most people that fall in love. Justin.
Yes, that's most people that fall in love. But I think sometimes we have to realize that we are not most people.
And then if you have kids, the kids stand in one house over here, and this is the...
We have the nest. Come over.
And they're rich. So their house is a mansion. I mean, that's... Come on.
It's not about that sometimes. It's about feeling like you have your own space and that you can do your own thing and then meet in the middle. I'm not saying that I won't move in with a man. I'm just saying that I'm gonna need some 6,000 square feet so I can have a wing to myself.
It's definitely not the conventional way. I agree with you. I think if you're in a real, I mean, you can be wealthy. I think I would want to live with my partner, which is why I do. I mean, no judgment. People do things differently. But when I saw them as a couple, and this is going to sound judgmental, and it doesn't, I don't mean for it to be, but I never felt like this is the couple. This is who she's going to want to be with forever. I think they love each other. I think they had a really good relationship for what it is. I don't think there's any drama or hostility here. I think they're both just was like, that was fun. Thanks.
They just weren't meant to be.
They were not meant to be.
How do you say, I'm going to marry you, but I'm going to have my own house?
They both wanted that.
Look, I'm not mad if my man wants his own house. I'm going to have every passcode to every Nest camera, and I'm also going to have my cousin
have
living
at
the house.
Room. You ain't have your whole house.
No, I don't. I think I know couples that have lived between LA and New York, and it has worked for them fine until they felt the pressure to move in
they
with
had
one another.
To. They probably had to because of work. But if you have a person and you can't live under the same roof, something wrong. That's why they divorced. Because something was wrong. Next story.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I get everything.
I'm going to get Lonnie together during this commercial break. But my friend Megan Trainor is joining us live. She's got a big announcement. Plus, she's telling us how much life has changed with baby Riley. Stick around.
So cute.
Come for my unconventional relationship again.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Please welcome siblings, roomies, and now co-workers, Megan and Ryan Trainor.
Good morning. morning.
All right. I've heard from everybody in Hollywood, never work with family, but they have obviously never met the trainers. You guys are launching a new podcast called Working On It. Tell me about it. Who's in charge? What's going on?
I am in charge.
Yeah, I am boss
lady. And we wanted to do a podcast for a while. Fans have been learning more about Ryan because he's been online throughout the pandemic. He's been on Twitch and gaming. YouTube gaming. Yeah, and YouTube. So they're like, we want to hear these conversations on the podcast. So yeah, we're finally doing it.
Is there ever a moment where you go, TMI, this is too much. Don't ever bring that up again.
Never.
We get pretty real.
We're very open. Yeah. I think one of the first episodes I talk about not feeling so sexy anymore, which is something you don't usually talk to your bro about, but we're closer than most.
Pretty close.
No, you guys,
it's a bit much sometimes, but
you guys are actually really close, and you're also close with Daryl. So, Ryan, I gotta know, when there's a disagreement between the two of them, whose side do you normally take?
Not mine.
I mean, listen. I play both sides secretly, but I
it's called like... me crazy.
No. She's always right at the end of the day, but Daryl has some good points, and you have to. It's a juggling. I play both sides.
I know.
I mean, I do, dude. You guys, there's a lot of male energy in that house. You have Daryl, you have Riley, you have Ryan. Is there any chance that you're trying to add a baby girl to the mix to even out these numbers?
I hope I have a baby girl next. Yeah, I'm working on my health and my fitness, my wealth, and I just want to like focus on my body again and then get super pregnant. I'm hoping for twins next time. I just want to get like 2-in-1 done. But I want a baby girl. I love my baby boy, but I want him to have a sister.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. But before we add any kids to the bunch, we have some firsts coming up for baby Riley. And I already know when I'm a parent, that first Christmas is gonna look like a Griswold Christmas. There's gonna be lights on everything. There's gonna be 17 trees in the house. What are you guys doing to make sure that baby Riley's first Christmas is off the hook?
Oh my goodness. My decorating has already begun. I have like this fall theme going on my dining room table. But for Christmas, I've never done this, but I'm really considering hiring help to like just like deck out my house. Oh, yeah. I asked Paris Hilton, and I was like, who decorates your house at Christmas? Because I'm looking to hire. Like, I want Instagram worthy stuff for
him. It's just for us. I
mean. It's for my baby boy.
And the gram.
Oh my God. Ryan, have you like gotten yourself into like the family Halloween costume? Like, are you going to be part of the foursome on that one?
I mean, we were thinking about Incredibles, yeah.
Oh, like the baby has a little jack.
Is that kid Dash or something?
It could be my son. The fast one.
Well, I'm running that marathon.
Oh my God. I got to get back to this podcast because you guys are like a traveling circus. Your family is involved in everything. Is there an episode that you're probably going to tell your parents, you probably shouldn't listen to this one?
There's one episode where we get into, Ryan is sober now, and we unpack all of that. And it's beautiful, but it's also like heart-wrenching, and the whole time he's just sweating and having slight panic, and he's like, Mom, I'm sorry, because he knows she'll be listening. But it's really amazing. I think it'll relate to a lot of people out there, especially during the lockdown. I think a lot of people went crazy, and Ryan really opens up about it, which is great because he's never done therapy. So I think
this is my therapy.
This is
his
therapy for the world.
Oh, that's so interesting, because normally when people go on their sober journeys, they feel like they're doing it alone, but you guys have been through all of it together. So what was it like when your brother, you know, finally decided that he was going to go on this journey? What was it like for you guys as siblings?
It was awesome. It was awesome because he was always like, it was never dangerous or really scary, but when we look back, we're like, okay, those moments didn't have to happen. And I'm like, I can sleep so much better at night.
Yeah.
And it's been amazing. I'm just really proud, super proud of him.
Oh my God, I cannot wait to listen to that episode. I'm here for it. Now, Megan, you also signed on to be a judge on E's Clash of the Cover Bands, and you're hosting Peacock's Top Chef Family Style. So look, I don't know. How does one woman do all of this?
With my family, my help, my mom is with me every day, as you know. She loves you. She wants to marry you. Every day at Top Chef, I had my family there, my baby there. And every single day at Clash of the Cover Bands, my whole gang is with me, and they literally get me through every day, and they help me, and they help me realize how fun and awesome my jobs are at times when I feel stressed out or overwhelmed. I love being a working mom and just being a boss queen. And this podcast that we're doing doesn't feel like work. It feels like fun therapy. So that's why I'm so excited about it.
Oh my God. Tell everybody where they can find this podcast.
Where can I find it?
Working on it pod on all socials, and it's on Apple, Spotify.
Anywhere you can get your podcasts, And we're gonna videotape it and put it all out there on YouTube. So working on it pod.
I am loving it. The podcast premieres September 15th on the iHeart Podcast Network. We love you guys. And if you want to go ahead and get all of Megan's shows, the Peacock show, the E! Show, scan that QR code on your screen. It'll bring you to that. You guys, I love you. I'm going to come see you guys soon, and I can't wait to see those Halloween costumes.
Yeah, we love you.
Bye, you guys. Coming up, Kate Hudson takes a big risk. You got to see the dress that has everybody talking. And up next, how far would Kristen Bell go for a good deal? Her answer might surprise you. That is next.
Ew! Y'all need to open this door, man, for a huff and puff. Come on now, by the hairs of your chinny chin chin.
Omar, you best roll out. We up in here with a Mac tank.
Well, I think's not, Terrell. I think's not. Y'all might need to think this through and stop wasting my time. Because Omar can come back tomorrow. And the next day. And the next day.
That was Michael K. Williams in The Wire. Hollywood is remembering him this morning after his unsuspected passing over the holiday weekend. Michael was only 54, and in a few weeks, he was expected to attend the Emmys, where he was nominated for his role in Lovecraft Country. You knew him.
Yeah, I mean, wow, this is hard. Because I would always see Michael. You know, you go to events and you see him. He was such a nice guy. And he had his struggles, but he was one of those gentle spirits. But he loved the craft of acting, and that's what you saw. That's what you saw in Omar. That's what you saw in Lovecraft Country. I voted for him. I hope that he wins. And the thing about Omar, if you haven't watched The Wire, watch it, because it was an openly gay male, but that was not the center role. That wasn't the story. And that's what made him so unique as an actor, because you could feel his passion. And so we were all so devastated. I mean, I spoke with Ava DuVernay. Wendell Pierce said some wonderful words to him. And he is just going to be missed, because he was just on the start. He was the start. And, you know, when people are struggling, we sometimes forget that this pandemic, people are isolated, they're alone, and things happen.
Yeah.
But we do have the beauty of his work, but he's just gone so soon, and I just wish that I had more time with him.
Yeah.
But anytime you talked with him, magnificent. Just about the craft of acting and the pain that he went through and the scar that you see that he has. He was in a fight when he was 25 years old. And he's just, I'm just so sorry that this has happened. And it's just a shock to all of us. And he's just going to be missed.
Yeah. You guys, if you weren't familiar with Michael K. Williams's work, I suggest you go and stream The Wire, or Boardwalk Empire, or Lovecraft Country.
Yes.
This man was a blessing to that industry. Lonnie, thank you so much for your beautiful words.
Condolences to his family.
We'll be right back, you guys. Welcome back to Daily Pop. Let's get into some fashion. Kate Hudson left very little to the imagination over the weekend with two barely there looks, starting with this cutout dress.
Yaddy.
You know she was praying on that red carpet for that nipple not to come out, honey.
She looks so damn good. I think you just did an interview with her. Whatever. Victor, thank you.
The other black guy.
Shut. Don't you.
The other black guy.
Don't let him take you down the road. But we just did that interview that Victor did, which was amazing. You all give in so fast. Anyway, and I remember saying to you when we watched it on Daily Pop, this woman looks the best she has ever looked, and she damn well proved it. She looks, I want to swear because she looks that
epic. But before you swear, because she then came with another look in this sheer Valentino.
You guys.
Ooh, you better watch yourself, Kate.
When it is a fashion win and you can do back-to-back looks that are both this damn good, Kate Hudson's a big, big, big star. She looks Kate, if you watch this, you look damn good.
If I was that husband, I'd be like,
she has three babies, by the way. Three.
100 and a man.
Show off. Show off.
Continuing with our killing the carpet coverage.
We're gonna do it.
Zendaya and Timothy Chalamet were at the Venice Film Festival, and we caught up with the co-stars while promoting their film, Dune.
Custom looks, you know.
No, custom looks. Body mold.
Custom fabrics. I know I'm having a lot of fun. I think, you know, fashion is, again, a form of expression. And I think in many ways I was heavily inspired, Law and I were heavily inspired by the film and the beautiful costumes in this film. I think when I was on set, I was blown away by the detail, even of the still suits and the little things that they added. So I think every outfit is almost an homage to the film that I'm lucky enough to be a part of.
By the way, I love that.
The green juice Timothy's holding.
By the way.
Damn, that's some famous rich.
No. Timothy got the email and it said, hey, we're gonna do casual. So he wore a sweater. She showed up looking like she was going to the Oscars.
This woman is just, listen, I mean, I hate to be that person that's repetitive because everybody's saying the same thing, but she has found her match within luxury law, Law Roach, and they do not miss. It's not that was okay. They do not miss. And this woman looks incredible every single time,
I mean, I like that little bit of shine that he has.
He's just such a star.
It's great.
Big star, Timothy.
I wish he wasn't 120 pounds. I would try to hit on him.
By the way,
he's too tiny.
It's fine. And I met him when he was doing press for Call Me By Your Name, and he's a big star.
He is amazing.
This is young Hollywood. This is what we like. We like to see that.
Yes. Dune will be in theaters and on HBO Max October 22nd, and we'll have much more with the cast coming up on Daily Pop, so set your DVRs. Now, while we're talking about fashion, get ready to ditch those sweatpants and get a dose of glam, because New York Fashion Week is happening.
Finally.
And E! News fashion maven Zanna Roberts-Rossi is joining us live to break it all down and tell us about the new trends. Zanna, what can we expect to see this week
on
those runways?
Tell us everything.
Well, I hope there is not a sweat pant in sight, because New York Fashion Week is back, guys, in full swing, IRL, in real life. And these streets are going to be packed with celebrities. Think Kate Hudson, Ciara, Kendall, you name it, they're going to be here. Also designers. We're seeing a brilliant return of the likes of Tom Ford. Also Jeremy Scott, he's having his Moschino show here, and we are going to live stream it all. And let's not forget about the venues, guys. So we are going to be going to some of the most iconic New York City venues. We're going to be overlooking the Statue of Liberty. We're also going to be on top of the Empire State Building, and we're going to be in the middle of Central Park. And let's not forget about the thing that we really love, the street style. Oh yes, the people will be peacocking, whether they're invited or not. And we will be watching them in all the trends. Lots of color and lots of Y2K returns, I believe.
Ooh.
Wow.
Justin, that one's going to be for you. Low-rise jeans, Jay?
I am here for the low-rise jeans. I just don't know if the low-rise jeans are here for my big ass.
They are. This is all going to happen again.
Oh, they are. Maybe a trucker cap.
Oh, my God. I love you, Zanna. And if you see something on the runway for me, just ship it over.
No problem. I'm sure I'll see something tonight at Christine Siriano, maybe.
Yes. Thank you, Zanna. We love. We will talk to you tomorrow. Up next, can you really find love while you're butt-ass naked and fighting for survival? One of the stars of Naked and Afraid is here to tell us what it really looks like in that woods.
I'm liking this a lot. We have been together for 48 hours straight. Like, first meeting someone. So I feel like I've known him for, like, at least months, so it feels like everything's going by really, really quickly.
The blue's really catching your eyes right now. Yeah.
Yes! Yes! Oh my God, she's here and she is wearing clothes. Please welcome Brittany Whitmire from Naked and Afraid of Love. Okay, it took every part of me not to ask you any questions before we got started.
I know, she just kept talking.
I was like, don't answer, don't answer. How did you get involved in this show?
So, a friend of mine had actually referred me over to a casting associate, and they reached out to me and were like, hey, you know, your friend mentioned that you might be interested, and I was like, who? What? And so I entertained the conversation, and I was like, okay, I mean, why not at this point?
Was there any convincing? were they like, listen, you have to be, what's that pitch? Like, you're gonna go into the wilderness and be naked.
Yeah, so I had a lot of questions regarding the survival aspect of it.
Yeah.
Oh. I do not deem myself a survivalist, right? Like, I enjoy the outdoors, I go hiking, I go camping, I do that stuff. But I have my water, I have my supplies. And so I was like, either you guys are teaching me some things or I'm gonna die out there.
So right. The naked part you were okay with?
I had some hesitation, I think rightfully so. I think my biggest hesitation was just regarding how would other people view me and would this impact my career in any way? I am an HR professional. And so I was a little bit worried. I know, right? HR.
I'm obsessed with that combination.
I love it.
I mean, listen, I'm a little inappropriate sometimes, okay? But yeah, so a little concerned about that. But then also, I do struggle with some body image issues from time to time. And mm-hmm. so I wondered how that would kind of impact that part of me.
So how did it set up? Like, how is it set up? You meet one guy or you meet a lot of guys?
Yeah, so,
and they're all, like, hanging loose?
Yeah, what is the deal?
Honestly, I was terrified that I was going to go onto an island and it was just going to be everyone and just, like, a lot of hanging loose in front of me.
Uh-huh.
But no, they did a great job with... It was one person that I met, and then we gradually started to come together onto one island. And so it wasn't as overwhelming. You know, like, obviously seeing naked people that you have no clue who they are, never had a conversation, you're like, oh, this is a lot.
Wow.
So it was a lot.
I don't even know what my next question is. Okay, but do you feel like being in the circumstance, having gone through the show, do you feel like it's truly possible to find love like this?
I do. I think the cool thing about this, I look at it as a social experiment.
Okay.
I think the cool thing is you have no distractions, right? Like, in your day-to-day.
Do you not? Oh, well, okay.
No.
Okay.
You do have some distractions.
Right.
Yes. But for the most part, you don't have anything, right? Like, you don't have your cell phone
right.
that you can just hop on. Mm-hmm. You don't have other people per se, like in terms of, you know, when you're swiping on apps,
of course.
It's just like, oh, maybe the next one will be better. So it eliminates the distraction, which I think is really cool. And it forces you to be in a really vulnerable state. I mean, you're physically vulnerable, which kind of forces you to be vulnerable emotionally as well.
But let's be honest. I mean, come on.
If
I'm being a dude, first thing I'm doing, I'm looking.
I mean, okay, I did not think I was going to, but I had a moment where I was like, I did like the body scan and I caught myself doing it. And I was like, you can't do that. That's inappropriate, Britt. Stop it. So I had to I was very conscious of that, like more so than I would be in the normal world.
Was he checking you out?
Of course. Yeah.
How quickly quickly did you sort of forget about the fact that Lonnie would be there checking everyone out? How quickly did you forget that you were just totally, like, was it instantly comfortable, or like, what was that situation like?
Honestly, I would say it was pretty instant, because when everyone else around you is in the same state, it doesn't feel abnormal. Like, it's just like all of us wearing clothes. Mm-hmm. You know, like, if you're with a lot of people who aren't wearing it, you're gonna adapt to that really quickly.
It's empowering.
It is.
It really, that's my takeaway from it.
All right.
Oh, my, yeah. Lonnie's on the next season. She just told us. Lady, thank you so much for being here. We have so enjoyed meeting you. And you guys catch the all-new series Naked and Afraid of Love Sundays on Discovery Plus. Up next, would you cook your daughter's placenta? Oh, one famous mom did. We'll discuss after the break.
Welcome back. It's time for some Would You Do It? Okay, the next story is so eloquently written that I want to say it, but this is some crazy ass shit. I would just say it in my own world.
You go ahead.
L. King had a baby. The baby's name is Lucky. Her mom has been helping take care of him. But the craziest thing is her mama cooked her placenta for her to eat. I mean, I know about going above and beyond, but would your mama cook your...
Listen, I had one glimpse of, because, you know, everything comes out, baby comes out, and then they have to do stuff. And then, like, I saw one tug of that, and that, like, it was like a side glimpse of that coming out.
You don't want to see that thing?
It's like a chitlin.
No.
It's exactly what it's like.
It is, and everyone has a personal choice. Some people say it has a lot of benefits, and it's packed with protein and vitamins. My doctor was like, toss it, don't do anything with it. I can't even look at it.
And sometimes it has hair on it.
No. That is a stain.
That's
someone,
like chili. All you gotta do is clean it off.
Okay.
No, let it! And she cooked it?
No. Okay.
She cooked it?
Can we not just get a fillet?
I love my daughter. I'm going to love my daughter.
Put some hot sauce on it?
Okay.
No, Lonnie.
I can't.
Eat that placenta.
No. Do not bring that to the barbecue. You will not be.
It's a testament to motherhood. It's very nice her mom did that. I don't think my mom could do that for me.
Let's get to the next Would You Do It.
Okay.
Scott Disick and Amelia Hamlin are taking a break to reevaluate their relationship.
I would do it.
Mm-hmm. You guys, this came after all those DMs went out where he was talking about Kravis's, you know, extracurricular activities while they were in Venice. Now, if your man was DMing someone about their ex, would this be a deal breaker for you?
Yes.
Yes, but in this situation, it feels slightly more appropriate for some reason. I feel like the narrative of Scott and Courtney is forever. He's always going to be somewhat in love with her, and she's always going to be... I don't think she's in love with him anymore, because I think she actually had to mourn and end that relationship in her mind. But, like, this is also the mother of his three children. Like, it was stupid that he did that, but, like, I don't know if that's a breakup-able offense.
Hold on. If he had DM'd Chris or Kim... or Chloe and been like, man, your sister is really going off, blah, 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 blah.
Fine.
I would be like, fine, you're not hitting up an ex who you can't stand, who can't stand you to complain about your ex. Like, no.
But I know, I agree.
If you're my man, why can't you tell me that you, I'm like, you know, he should be telling her, look at what my baby mama doing. And you can go, okay.
Yeah.
But to go to another guy?
No, that was ridiculous. And that was really stupid and, like, amateur of Scott. But I also don't think this is the only reason that they broke up. And I'm sure there's people in her camp. We know Mama Rinna was probably like,
difference.
You really want to do
the codependency.
Stand by.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lisa Rinna is finally getting her voodoo wish. Tomorrow, the new Dancing with the Stars cast is revealed, and Cheryl Burke is here to break it all down.
Ow.
Plus, Lala Anthony is taking us inside her closet.
Lala.
And we're celebrating 100 years of Miss America. Check out Nightly Pop tonight at 11:30 and follow us on Instagram. We love you guys.
Love you.